It is my pleasure this afternoon to talk to, she's not only a singer, she's a singer, she's a songwriter, she's a multi-instrument player. And welcome to our show, Paige Penny. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Paige, we are so freaking excited to be playing your song. First of all, it was the number one most added song in Canadian country radio. And I tell you, I played it a couple of weeks ago. We added Quitter by Cameron Whitcomb and your song the same week. And I'm like, fell in love with your song from the very first time.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell me about Southern Draw. What is the story behind the song and who wrote it?
So first off, I know it's so crazy that it was the number one most added song on Canadian country radio when it was added, which is thank you guys, because really it's the listeners who decide and the Canadian country radio. So thank you for that. Southern Draw, it was an amazing, amazing collaboration with my buddy With Friends. He is a producer. He's from Toronto originally. He lives in Nashville now, and that's where we met. So the song was written between me, With Friends, and our friends Curdy John and Casey Lavasser. These people are absolutely incredible. And moving to Nashville, as you could guess, there's a lot of Southern draws that you hear. So we did write a song about it. Me and Matt, who was With Friends, we moved down together the same time. It was so weird. He was moving from Toronto. I moved from Newfoundland. We had no idea who each other was. Randomly met and found out we were both Canadian. And since then have been working together, which is crazy cool, meant to be. And now we have this amazing song out on country radio, which is pretty crazy to think about.
It's so awesome. And it's so unique, Paige. That's what I love about it. Now, I know the answers to some of these questions, but I want our listeners to get to know you a little better. Paige, you're from where in Newfoundland?
I am from St. John's, Newfoundland.
St. John's. And you are a ripe old age of?
I am 20 years old. I've been at this for a while, though. You can probably dig down on my social media and find me.
So how long have you been in Nashville, Paige? And like physically, how did you get there? Did you drive to Nashville from St. John's, Newfoundland?
I did drive from St. John's, Newfoundland to Nashville. I moved to Nashville about a year and a half ago around there from Newfoundland, and we packed up my little car and drove all the way from St. John's to Nashville, which for anyone who's wondering, it's a 48-hour drive.
What's a normal day for Paige Penny in Nashville?
Yeah, it is very fun, I gotta say. My normal day looks like writing songs. It could be from 2 songs a day. Usually my normal day is 1 song in the morning. I'll have a session with usually 2 or 3 writers and we'll pump out a song, which is crazy to say that's my job. And then in the afternoon, I'll either be doing content, which is a lot of the artist job, or I will be doing a show somewhere in Nashville. There's a lot of writers' rounds I play, or I'm also just working on recording new music. That's been a lot of my life lately.
I've performed already at the Bluebird Cafe, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah, I performed at the Bluebird Cafe when I was 14, which was pretty incredible. I stood up in the line outside. Lucky enough, I was chosen to play, and it was absolutely incredible. What a iconic venue.
You weren't chosen. It was meant to be, girl. Meant to be.
Yeah, I know. It was really meant to be, and now I pass the Bluebird Cafe every day, so very, very surreal.
Been on the stage yet of either the Grand Ole Opry or the Ryman?
That is a goal of mine, 2025 goal. I think it's going to happen. We're manifesting that. I did get to play the iconic Listening Room Cafe in Nashville this year, which was so cool because that was a room I really wanted to play in and finally got to do that, which is so awesome.
Well, I'm glad you said that that is on the list because I was hoping that you are a dreamer, Paige. So,
oh, you know it.
I have a bucket list item for you to add. You tell me what year this is going to happen. The CCMA New Female Artist of the Year is Paige Penny.
Oh, my gosh.
When would that be, like 2025 or 2026?
Hey, let's aim high, 2025, CCMAs.
Let's do it, girl. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Now, I would love that to happen. I got a lot of goals. I'm like you. We manifest over here.
Right.
I have a dream board. My next goal I really want to have happen is to go on a tour across Canada. I think
with Tennille Towns.
With Tennille Towns. Oh my gosh.
Right?
You're speaking my language. That would be incredible.
So that was one of the questions.
Tennille is my favorite.
I know she is, and I love her too. Have you actually reached out to her? Because like you, She's an independent artist. Like, it's meant to be, girl.
I know, it really is. I've met her a bunch of times, and she is the sweetest human literally on planet Earth. She is so sweet. And I just look up to her so much as a performer, as a songwriter. So it would definitely be an incredible experience to open up for her.
Make it happen. Paige, make it happen. I believe in you. We've talked about a couple of dreams for this year. We've set you up for the CCMA Award. You're going to go on tour with Tennille. What is the overall dream? What is the impact Paige Penny wants to make on the world?
Wow, now that's a question.
Right.
My biggest dream is to play sold out stadiums and have the world listen in to my songs. And I want my songs to be the songs that you turn on when you're just like having a bad day, or when you just want to have fun, or when you really just want to rock out. That's the kind of music I want to put out. And my impact on the world, I really find joy in playing for people, and I get joy from seeing people having joy. So that's what I want to have happen.
You are just as amazing as I had hoped you were. I was watching your social media page earlier today, and you were listening to your song on the radio for the first time. How was that?
Oh, my gosh. I know. It was so crazy. So my song, it debuted at number 37 on Canadian country radio charts, which is crazy. But I've been in Nashville, so I haven't actually been able to listen to Canadian country radio. So when I got here to Toronto for this radio tour, I turn on the station, and sure enough, like 30 minutes into the car ride, my song starts playing on the radio, and I just flip out. I started screaming, as you could see from the video.
Paige, as your fans, what is our best way, or how can we best support you in your journey?
I would love if y'all could stream my music, stream Southern Draw, keep those streaming numbers up, keep on following my Instagram, my TikTok, and keep requesting the song on radio. You don't know how much that helps independent artists like myself. Keep on doing all that, and I really appreciate it.
Well, Paige, you got a huge fan of me right here in St. John, New Brunswick, and I'm going to spin the living daylights out of Southern Draw.
I really appreciate you having me on here.